93.7 The River, classic rock redefined with the Chili Peps, Dog and Joe Show. Annie's been on hold. We were talking about this woman out of Spain. She was a sport hunter, game hunter, used to collect large animals. She used to do fishing and hunting tips on her social sites. She posted something with a dead animal. All these animal rights activists attacked her, started telling her all these horrible things in the social post and on the comments. Ultimately, the woman, 27 years of age, beautiful woman, she took her own life. She succumbed to the pressure and all the comments and committed suicide. So that's what we're talking about. Should you be charged with murder? Should it be a lesser charge if you bully someone into and they can prove that that person committed suicide because of your cyberbullying? What's up, Annie? Welcome. Appreciate
you. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Annie.
This kind of strikes close to home with me. First of all, we've turned into a nation of seriously big sissies. Remember the old phrase about sticks and stones?
Mm-hmm.
Social media is a choice to participate in. Mm-hmm. You can plug in. You can go on any platform you want. It is your choice to participate. It's not mandatory and it's not required. I run a pretty big Facebook page, and I have taken some of this stuff with pit bull haters, and I've gotten death threats and assorted crap. And you know what?
Wow.
There's this magical button called block, and it's gone. If we can't process positive and negative in the proper perspective and just learn to put it away, just like everything else we've been raised with.
We have to compartmentalize different things.
Yes, yeah. Sticks and stones, you know, people are going to say, you know, they don't like this or you're this, you're that. So freaking what? There's nothing that anybody's going to say to me that's going to make me go put a pistol in my mouth. We can't be that weak. You can't participate in that. You have to be better than that to be able to compartmentalize it. And it's really sad that it's gotten to that point that people can't just walk away and shake their head and go, my God, how tore up are those people that they have nothing better to do than to come on here and tell me to go what? Put a gun in my mouth?
Well,
come on now.
Annie, understandable you would feel that way, but I want you to think about it from this perspective as well. For most people, or the yous and I's and the dogs and folks like that of the world, yes, very easy to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want you to think about the people that it does affect. If you're suffering from depression or bipolar disorder,
sure.
One of those things, you have to think about it that I don't understand it. You know, you probably don't. Dog probably doesn't. But to live in their world is extremely difficult
and different.
I agree, but don't you think it would behoove you then, if you already know you're dealing with these issues, that you would limit your exposure to things like that?
I don't know. I can't.
It's tough for us to say because we're not there.
Is I would think that the people that would go through it would be.
It kind of boggles me because it's a choice.
But Annie, what
to participate?
Because I talked about this at the beginning of this topic. Back in school, people said horrible stuff to me. I said horrible stuff to people. We just, you know, up one, down the other, rolled right off.
I love how you use the term back in school. I mean, this is going on probably this morning.
Yeah,
with someone.
I believe bullying should exist and we need it. I believe that to some degree it's healthy and that's how we grow as people, good or bad.
You develop a thick skin.
Yes, mm-hmm. Bullying needs to happen. Now, what has caused all these people nowadays to commit suicide? Why have more people lost this on and off switch or ability to turn it off and to let it go? And why has social media become the digital knife or tool that kills these people?
Is it causing it, making it worse? That everybody's special now and everybody's coddled? I mean, this is a generation away from us. We were, you know, I was born in 70, so we're part of that last kind of tough kid generation.
Here.
I don't know if the kids are just a little bit too soft. I mean, 27 is not a kid, but still, do they just not know how to cope anymore, or just say, you know,
are the kids too soft? I honestly believe it's those that are suffering on the inside and they have a hard time with life and they have a hard time with living day to day.
But why are more people succumbing to this, suffering from this? Why are more people?
I don't know.
And that's what I'm asking Annie. And again, Annie, I just want you to think about this because I try to understand it from a logical, smart side. I'm trying to figure it out. And I still go back to the tough kids of the 70s, Annie, when kids threw rocks at us and said our moms were fat or whores. We could shut the door. We could close the windows. If anything, for 8, 9, 10 hours, we could close it off. And I know what you said about turning the digital off and on. It's a choice. But why is it that these people can't? There's something more gravitational and something more magnetic with social media that allows these people to not turn it off. They can't do it.
Maybe they're getting what's good for them and also what's bad for them from the same
place.
Well,
I think that in between every one of those negative comments, they're combing through hoping to find one little grain of one person saying, oh, that's really awesome. I think what you're doing is great.
I see. But I agree with
that.
They
don't have
too.
The intestinal fortitude to go through the 50 other comments that say the garbage that's being spewed out.
So they're letting the bad stuff weigh out the good. They can't decipher.
And that's too bad.
It's good to talk about, though, because I think it raises awareness. And for the parents out there with kids in grammar school, junior high school, this is a real thing now. This has become something. You know, this is kind of like hanging out at the mall. This is, I don't know, hanging out at the roller rink. You know, stuff kids don't do anymore. They're always on social, and people are getting meaner. And you're hearing about more suicides, and you're hearing about more schemes and blue whaling and all this stuff going on and shaming.
It's definitely something that needs to be discussed from parents to children.
Yeah.
And said, hey, look, this is what's going on.
You got a 6-year-old. I got a 14-year-old. My son's getting ready to be a sophomore. You got one going into second grade.
I got a sensitive 6-year-old.
So, well, he's your son. He's your son.
You know, this is probably something I should think about.
And, everyone and should. It's real.
Interject into his life and maybe possibly not prepare him for, but just be aware.
Educate him.
Yeah.
Brett, welcome. Appreciate you hanging.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Hi, Brett.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to comment. Yeah, I agree. You know, any form of bullying is terrible, and I definitely agree with the previous caller. But, I mean, unfortunately, it's like just the way things are today. You have these, what I like to call them, keyboard warriors. I play a lot of online games. It's not just, you know, Facebook, social media. You also have this bullying and online gaming. Going to what you said about, you know, why do people, like, listen to this? Why can't they just shut it off? I think it's just kind of a human nature thing. We want to be liked. We want to be loved.
We want to be accepted.
Yeah, exactly.
See, and here's what it is, too. Back in the day, the reason you didn't have all these keyboard warriors or all these text tyrants or whatever you want to call them, if you said something like, dude, your mom's fat or you're a pussy, well, what would then happen is you'd go fisticuff and you'd fight and you'd get a black eye, might get a tooth knocked out, what have you. And then after that, you were done. But
and usually buddies.
Yeah, buddies, whoever.
Yeah.
You would take your lumps and then you'd walk away. This stuff continues, and it continues, and it's like when they see a wounded deer in the wild, all the others start pouncing, and it never ends. So I think it'd be better to shut the social off, and I know if you're on an online game or you're texting, you can't say, hey, meet me at the 7-Eleven at 3 o'clock, we're going to fight. I know you can't do that because people are so far away in different cities and all over the globe.
Well, you see it happening sometimes in the comments, though. I live over at 1212 Crestview Way. I'll be out in the driveway. Remember that? We've seen that before.
Yeah. That's usually older-fashioned people that are on this new media. You
bring
know?
Yourself right over here.
Yeah, hey, why don't you come by my house? We'll settle it the old-fashioned way.
Got the garage door up.
Yeah, and it's funny to see, but some of me says that that's the way it needs to be. I think that the social media, maybe this is where it's going. You know, everything swings. And I think it's getting toward the end or the top of that mountain where it's going to start to slide and people really do start walking away from it. And they start getting back to, I don't know, hunting, gathering, splitting wood. Something has to change.
I hope so. I really
it's too
do.
Much.
It's way too much.
Let's do one more. Terry, you've been patient. You've been on hold. What's up?
Yeah, so I really passionately disagree with the previous two callers. For me, I think that, you know, having one person call you a bad name or one person throw a stone at you is no big deal. But when you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people on social media kind of bringing you down, it becomes overwhelming. And so,
hold on, Terry. I'll let you pick up. But so seeing all these names and all these comments or even likes or dislikes, you're saying, looking at these visual or virtual names, it's like standing in front of a crowd of 1,000 or 500.
Yeah.
It carries the same weight for these people.
Yes, I believe so. I mean, again, the rocks, one rock being thrown at you, no big deal. You can walk away. But you have 1,000 people pummeling you with rocks. How can you get away from that? How can it not affect you?
Well, like the first caller said, though, how you get away from it is you don't look at the post anymore. You don't look at the updates or the comments. You leave it.
Yeah, but what if you're already somewhat depressed and suffering on the inside, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that just, she makes a great point here.
It's tough.
Yeah. It is. I think, you know, again, it, social media is a part of our life now, just like going to the park was years ago. It's just a different form of entertainment, a different form of socializing.
When's the last time you've seen a skating rink? The only one I know that's open is like King's Country, you know, down in Elk Grove, and I know there's a couple others. What happened to all the arcades? And I know people are gaming at home. But
well, you really won't let go of that arcade thing, will you? You want to have a walk-in Pac-Man playing arcade.
Yeah, I want to play Centimeter. I want a trackball, man. I want pinball machines. I want to see Tilt pop up on the screen. I want to do a couple skate. I want to do reverse direction. I want to shoot the duck. Let's go out and cruise.
Where'd all the blockbusters go?
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. Yes. I mean, come on. You guys laugh and call me old-fashioned with that stuff, but I'm telling you, America could use a good blockbuster. I'm not saying Hollywood Video. I'm saying Blockbuster.